Welcome to Kickstart the Conversation, where we talk about all things entrepreneurship, marketing, and business growth. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Well, then you've come to the right place. Here on Kickstart the Conversation, we have real, honest conversations about what it takes to build a successful business in today's world. No fluff, no BS, just real talk about the challenges and opportunities that come with being an entrepreneur and growing your business. Whether you're just starting out or you're a seasoned business owner, we've got something for you. From expert interviews to actionable strategies you can implement immediately, we'll help you get clarity, build momentum, and achieve your goals. So sit back, relax, and get ready to kickstart the conversation with your host, the Quiz Queen, Catherine O'Leary.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Kickstart the Conversation. And I am here with my colleague, Jennifer, I'm going to say this wrong, Urizio?
Urizio, almost Urizio. Perfect. And almost, I don't really care.
Oh man, I was practicing too. And Jennifer is the founder of Soul Language, which is a paradigm that puts tangibility to soul. So a conscious connection can be established to establish crystal clear decisions for success. Jennifer is a master intuitive and author of two best-selling books, and currently she's trained over 30 practitioners worldwide in soul language. And I love this idea of soul languages and how to connect with people, you know, with, because I'm all about curiosity. I'm all about asking questions. I'm all about, you know, for the sake of what, why are you asking certain things? But I'm also a fan of people doing what lights them up and what stops running around with the shiny objects and
squirrel.
Really connect.
Yeah,
squirrel, right?
Squirrel.
And really connect with yourself and then to your ideal clients. So Jennifer, welcome to the show, and I'm happy to have you on.
I'm so honored to be here, and I'm so excited to be here. I think so often people, they do their life by jury, which means they go over here and they ask a question, they go over here and ask a question, they go over there. By the time they're done, they're like, I don't even know what I think. And that's about, you know, a little bit about that is about people pleasing. A little bit about that is not feeling safe speaking their truth. And a little bit about that is that they don't have a practice to really tune in and really get those answers and then shift the human from, you know, pain and struggle to that alignment. Right. And I think in order to be in a successful business, you have to have a process to really be in your truth and express it and then receive from it. And I think a lot of people are operating from lack, uncertainty, and fear.
And that's, I mean, that just gets heightened with, you know, economic conversations, you know, the cost of food going up, you know, gas, this, that, the other thing, inflation. I mean, those, it always surprises me as an economist. I mean, those ups and downs, like you can basically set your watch by them. So it always surprises me that people are surprised.
Right. It's like being surprised by death. You know, it's coming.
Yeah. And you know, the ups and downs of economics is going to come, but it's the reactions to that, I think. And maybe you can speak more about that lack mentality or that protection mentality that people go into, because that actually, I don't know if that waters down your soul language or if that changes the vibration of your soul. Like what does that do to your ability to actually connect with people?
Yeah, your soul is whole and complete. So when you're in fear, when you're in lack, what's happening is your humanness is not aligned with your soul. So there's a separation there. And when there's a separation in an energetic field, it creates disharmony, disruption, and kind of a little bit of chaos, because the universe, tree, Bob, God, cupcake, whatever you call that, goes, I know Chen's soul is really saying more and more and more to experience of goodness. But see, that was I just got that message doubled. That was fun. And yet the human is, if they're in lack, they are confusing that message by going, there's not enough, there's not enough, there's not enough. And it tends to be the louder of the vibration because it's just more frequent, right? And so the game is to move into the knowing of what the soul is. So your frequency, so your declaration, so your direction to the universe can really be received. And it's kind of just a game. And if we learn to play the game instead of taking it all personally, it gets to be really easy.
Which I mean, from my analytical brain is hard to wrap my head around, but it's true because, you know, the more that you focus on the bad, the more you get the bad you see. I mean, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, really. Yeah. So why not look for the good and experience the good? And it actually helps you to, you know, to manage those downturns and, you know, when the clients aren't coming or, you know, what you don't want to do is spiral downwards. You know, clients aren't coming. Holy crap. Clients aren't coming. Holy crap. Clients are coming. Like, yeah. I mean, that's where you don't want to be.
And then whether people understand it or not, they do sense vibration and the energy around something. So if you're having a sales conversation and you're in that fear, oh my God, I need this person to buy me so I feel safe, you know, buy my services so I feel safe, they're going to realize they might not have names for that, but they're going to like, oh, there's something off. There's something off with Jennifer, yeah. Right? But I firmly believe that I'm loved and supported and provided for, and no one's the source for me. They're just resources. So if it's not this interaction, there's another interaction coming. And I work hard sometimes to be in that energy, and sometimes it's totally without effort.
Yep.
The process is knowing when you feel different and shifting as quick as you can and having tools, lots of tools.
Yep.
Because as our consciousness grows, so does the ego, and the ego gets sneaky, right? You know, and so it's a practice. And I think in this day and age, where so many people, whether they're conscious or not, know when something comes across genuine, it's key for any business who wants to be sustainable to really put their heart and soul into everything they do with the knowing that they will receive what they want, what they need, and what they desire.
I think that's really key because I think, and I've talked about this before, that the energy or the paradigm is shifting from this push energy, this, oh my God, you have to have this in 12.2 seconds. Otherwise it's going to go away forever. So make sure you get your credit card and put it down like that. Those days are done. Like that, oh my gosh, it's going to go away. Right. Feeling is done. And I think that as we come out of the pandemic, and I know we've been coming out of it for a while now, but we're still trying to figure out exactly how this is all going to work. That authenticity and that real connection, I think is what people need to realize, that that's what's going to drive business, really. And that ability to have an authentic and genuine connection with your ideal clients. That's what's going to have, you know, the winning game, I think.
And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I totally agree with you. And I think so often what people do when they market through fear, like, wait, there's more, or time deadline, that's no longer working. Like, people are like, I am sick and tired of being in fear. Like, I'm sick and tired of it. And I can't take anymore. So when people market through fear, it's a no longer, you know, it's no longer feasible. And, you know, bro marketing is over, right? And
yeah.
And people get to find their way in how they want to convey or share what they're offering to their community in a way that resonates with themselves first and then for others. The only way you're going to do that is by tuning into that wisdom internally.
So do you, you know, when I hear a lot of the marketing experts or, you know, read the books and so on, they talk a lot about starting with the pain point, right? Starting with the, you know, what is your ideal clients, you know, going through, what can, you know, what pain do, are they feeling? And I understand that from, you know, from an intellectual standpoint, you know, like there is a pain point that someone's trying to solve. Otherwise they wouldn't be trying to solve it. But I feel like leading with the pain point is starting to shift. Like, if nobody wants to be reminded that they're in pain.
Right. If you had a kid You had a open wound. Would you poke at it?
Yeah.
Right? You know, I often in my marketing discuss where they are, but not poking at the pain, like so they can self-identify, right? Are you experiencing this, right? And then the next thing I let them know is really seriously, like, A, they're not alone, and B, they don't have to be there and they don't have to be stuck. And I'm also clear that, you know, in my way that, you know, one of the big pain points that people do is if you don't do this now, you're never going to change, right? Oh my God. Like now you're not just poking at the wound, now you're putting salt in it, right?
Yeah.
I never use that. I never, you know, often when I offer something, people go, "What's the time limit?" And I'm like, "There's no time limit. Like, come back to me 3 years from now. If my prices have increased, I'll let you know." Right? You know, I think so often when we poke at that pain, when we're trying to get what we want by manipulating someone, it is going to backfire in one way or another. And I think people who are interested in marketing with consciousness, they worry about, well, how am I going to market in consciousness and not poke the pain? You know when your pain is being poked. So speak from the heart. Just let them know what you're offering. Let them know their possibilities and the potential. Yes, describe where they are, but don't allow that to be encoded with fear or to use those marketing techniques as, okay, there's a limited time in the first 20, blah, blah. I'm hosting an event in September. I've started promoting the event. It's 7 months away. Why? I want to give enough time for people to decide if they want to do two payments or full payments, pay for airfare, pay for hotel. I don't want them to be in a rush to make this happen. And I'm hearing the same thing. Like one of my clients went, I looked at it and I thought, oh, what am I going to pack? And she's like, and I knew I had to sign up, right? Like that's the response you want versus, oh my God, if I don't sign up for this thing, I'm not going to have enough or be enough. Nobody wants to be in that energy. And as a master healer, I don't want to promote that energy from any place in my business.
And that's also untrue because you are enough and like you're like just
Yeah.
by yourself,
You're
like just
whole and
like
complete.
you don't
Yeah.
need anything else. Like, you know, you are, you know, that like that's it. You're the full package.
Yeah.
Like, so.
It's just, it's getting the human to remember that and get on board with that, right? And make decisions from there. And I think a lot of us are promoting that people are broken. And we're not. It's
No, we're
about
not.
missing the mark, right? You know, are you missing the mark in what you want? And if you are, how do we move that? Or shift your energy, or shift your thoughts, or shift your beliefs, or shift the actual structure of your business so you hit your mark.
Interesting. So tell me a little bit more about soul language. I mean that's just such a cool topic, I think.
Thank you. So, a couple of years ago, I know my life purpose. When I was at a conference, and I was like, okay, why do I like this person across the way? Like, we met at a conference and I instantly knew I had to be your friend, right? Versus this other person who I don't care if I ever see them again. Like, what's that? And I kept asking these really big questions like, I'm kind of mad. Where are my people? How do I like talk to the people I love? Like, how do I do that? And I was on a massage table covered in red clay, and I was thinking my big thoughts. And what I heard through divine guidance was that's soul language. And I was like, okay, I don't know what that is, but I'm going to keep asking questions. And what I discovered by talking to the divine is that each one of us has three core energies of soul: your mission, how you feel that mission, and then your soulful personality. And when you understand your three core energies of soul, and we can also identify a business energy, you understand how you're utilizing your essential nature consciously, which means operating from wholeness and completeness, or unconsciously, which means operating from pain or programming. And once you understand that you could talk to your soul to move from pain and programming to consciousness, and when you put consciousness in everything you do, it returns to you tenfold, which means mm-hmm. abundance, love, whatever you want. It's a really fun game. So I went back to that woman where I was like, yeah, we're going to be friends. And I went, okay, can I identify your soul languages? And she's like, okay, sure. And what I realized in that identification for her, we had a language in common. And of course I recognized her. Of course I understood her immediately. Like, she would tell a story and I was like, listen, I truly understand what you're talking about. I know the details are different, but I have actually, and this has happened to me several times when I was younger, been in a circle or a community and said something, and everyone looked at me as I was saying it, and everyone turned back and picked up the conversation right where they left off, as if I didn't say a word. Hmm. And yeah, it's a teacher of integrity thing, which is one of my soul languages. Like, sometimes people don't want to be in integrity, right? Sometimes it confronts them. And she's like, oh my God, I totally get that. When I identify a person's soul languages, I hear the same thing. Oh my God, you hit the mark. Oh my God, are you in my head? Oh my God, I can accept this. Whether you've been on the path for 10 minutes or years, it allows you to have this deeper connection with yourself. With your business, it allows you to understand truly what your business is designed here to do and be, and then how to put consciousness into the business versus pain and programming. So if you're putting not enough into your business, that not enough energy, you're going to get not enough back.
Yeah.
Right. And so this gives you a very both left and right brain way to co-create with the universe and everything on this planet. So it's kind of cool.
I was just gonna say that, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Because I mean, who else do you want to co-create with? Like, let's co-create with everyone.
You're in a relationship with everything on this planet. And when I mean everything, I mean everything. So, you know, if you want money, you're co-creating with that energy. And so if you're putting unconscious behavior into that energy field, well, you know, the money's gonna be like, you told me to go this way and that's the way I'm going. And so it becomes a really fun, you know, deep. I mean, people have called soul language the Myers-Briggs of soul. They've called it the liquid nitrogen. It works really deep and really fast because you're going to your essential nature, and your essential nature knows how to get you where you want to go.
So how does one learn about their soul language?
So right now you have to find a soul language practitioner, because we do it through therapeutic kinesiology or muscle testing. There's about 30 of us. I've trained close to 29 people across the world to do it. It's very fast. The actual identification part takes less than 30 seconds. And then we teach you how to connect to that part of your soul. And we go through a transformational session where we take real life situations and transform them for you internally. And then for someone like me, I help also with the external strategy.
Awesome. So does that also teach you then to work with other soul languages? Like to
I love this question. You know, I have a book, right? And as your practitioner trained, as a practitioner, we teach how to work with 107 core energies of soul, all of them. As an everyday person, you could look at the book and go, huh, I'm not a pioneer energy, but I wonder if I connected to that pioneer, what could that energy help me forge a new road? So yes, you can work with 107. What happens, especially with service-based entrepreneurs, we collect energy, meaning we collect certain kinds of energy. So when I'm working with a coach or a business owner and we identify 5 or 6 of their clients, we know instantly who their ideal client is. And then your marketing changes, because then you're talking to the ideal client, because we tend to collect energy. So my people are innovative, pioneering energy, leaders, matriarch, patriarch energy, observers, which are, you know, very highly metaphysical. Like, those are my people. And I can tell you, because I'm identifying those energies all the time. Yeah. And so it becomes this, you really start to really understand on to intuitive level how we're all energy and how we're all connected. And then it doesn't, it, life becomes a less personal. It becomes more, okay, like, how do I want to move this energy versus, you know, taking on a challenge as, you know, you suck.
Yeah. Or most they of don't us like do. Me.
Right.
Or, yeah. Yeah. I love that because for so many reasons, but one of the really big reasons for me is understanding your, like, even your ideal client, even that much more. All right. And understanding why and how you can connect with, because, you know, you can say you've talked to coaches, consultants, speakers, whatever that is, but there, even within that, there are certain personality types, certain, you know, people that you mesh with and that you don't. And any ways that you can get to getting to the people that are going to light you up, that you're going to be able to help, that you're going to be able to really work with and become, you know, like, really helpful to, I'm all for. So, you know, personality tests is one thing, but I think this idea of the just energetically, like, and it's innate, like, it really is. I can, not always, but I can usually tell within, you know, a very quick time frame. It's like, ooh, yeah, no, I don't think we're
not for me.
We're gonna play well with others, or, you know, whatever that is. And sometimes it's just, it's nothing. It is nothing personal.
No, it's all energy. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so often if I, when I teach like a free class, or, you know, you come to anything, like, people will say the same thing. I remember one guy, it was like a free class and I've never seen him before. And he comes in and he, you know, and we're doing the sharing. He's like, I've never told that to another human being. He goes, but yet I feel so safe in this community. And I just showed up. I'm like, yeah, because you guys are all probably the same energy and you all just like click because of that. Right. It also helps coaches and master healers, when they know the energy they collect, create an even deeper, safer community, right? Because they're understanding that energy on such a core level. And then they understand what they're here to offer that energy and what that energy is here to offer them, which is just as important.
Yeah. So, you know, you're talking about one of your, you know, that you have some books, and I know that you have an ebook around the myths of purpose. Tell me a little bit about the myths of purpose, because purpose is something I struggle with. Purpose, like, I'm like, I built a business so I could make some money. I don't have this great big huge mission to save the world or to, you know, make sure everyone has water or anything. Like, God bless the people that have that. I don't think that's me. Like, I'm just kind of just trying to pay the bills and get by and, you know, have some fun doing it. So, like, tell me about purpose,
yeah,
per se.
So I got really tired of hearing clients go, I must not be living in my purpose because I'm not making any money. Or, you know, my purpose here is to help empower, you can hear the eye roll, empower women from ages 25 to 50. No. So I was talking to my friend Annie, and I was like, that's not your effing purpose, Annie. And she's like, that's your book title. And I took that concept, because so many people think that something's their purpose and it's not. And I wrote about the 10 myths of purpose.
Okay.
Because master healers fall, and service-based people, people who want to save the world, fall into the myths of purpose a lot. And we all want a place where we belong. And yet so often we don't realize that our purpose is fundamentally for us first, and therefore then for others. And when you really truly understand your sacred purpose, you know that it doesn't involve another human being on this planet, right? It's only the delivery of that purpose that does. So it's really breaking down the myths of purpose. And I would say that you are being your purpose, whether you realize it or not. Understanding that purpose on a level for yourself would allow your business to be even a lot more fun and a lot more successful, because you would be putting a little bit of intention around that purpose. And it would naturally attract more of the people who want to be around your energy. My purpose is all about connecting, not for anyone else. I teach about connection all day long because I want to be close to my higher power, which I call God. And because personally, I think I suck at it, right? And so I teach about it, be in it, because I know that that is my purpose, to be so connected here. Okay.
Right.
I'm just lucky that I get to express that purpose in my business and in my delivery systems.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So when you know your sacred purpose, the delivery systems of that purpose naturally show up. It gives that opportunity. So I would say you're being your purpose. You're just not aware of it.
Right. And where can people learn about the Myths of Purpose?
At themythsofpurpose.com. Download the free ebook. I love the ebook. I mean, I really do. It's kind of, it's a lot warrior, which is part of my soul languages. And it allowed me to like not get frustrated when people were in the, you know, berating themselves around their purpose. Like,
yeah,
we spend a lot less time judging ourselves. The world would be a really happier place.
Yes. I mean, like really, amen to that, because spend a little less time judging yourself, be a little bit more graceful, and, you know, give yourself a little bit more, you know, a little bit more, a few more pats on the back, because, you know, this, you know, if you've chosen entrepreneurship, if you've chosen, you know, owning your own business, like, you know, it's not for the faint of heart. So we commend you, and I give you the pat on the back for sure.
We're cheering Perfect. On.
Exactly. You've got two cheerleaders at least right here. And so many more out there. Well, Jennifer, everyone can go to themythsofpurpose.com to get your ebook. Is there any final words of wisdom or anything else you would like to leave our audience with?
Yeah, if you fundamentally ask your question in your business and for yourself every day, your business will naturally improve. And it is, if I knew I was whole and complete, what decision would I make today?
Ooh, that's a great journaling question. Yes. If I knew I was whole and complete, what decisions would I make today? Put that in the show notes for sure. Thank you, Jennifer, for playing with us here at Kickstart the Conversation today. Everyone, again, go to the Myths of Purpose.com. Again, we'll be in the show notes to download your ebook, and we'll connect again soon, Jennifer.
Thank you so much. It was an honor.
Bye.
Well, that's it for today's episode of Kickstart the Conversation. Thank you so much for tuning in and spending your time with us. We hope you found our discussion about leads, lists, and leveraging relationships helpful. As we've learned, asking well-designed questions is the key to kickstarting conversations with your ideal clients, building authentic relationships, and ultimately driving more sales. So get out there and start asking those intentional questions. Your ideal clients are waiting for you. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. While you're at it, leave a rating and review, and be sure to share it with your friends. We have lots of great conversations coming up every week that you won't want to miss. Until next time, keep asking great questions and kickstarting those conversations.